Flexibility is the defining feature in plans for a $20 million expansion at the Bloomington Public Library.
People are going to be so hungry to gather again when we can that we want to have a solid space where people are able to do that.
That's Library Director Jeannie Hamilton. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, November 30th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now let's lead off with Bloomington's longest-serving council member deciding he wants to run for mayor. More from Eric Stock.
Bloomington City Councilmember Mboka Mwelambwe says his experience and temperament make him the best choice to lead the city. Mwelambwe is running for mayor next April after serving on the council for 9 years.
I feel like we do need stable leadership to continue to build on what we've achieved so far. And I think I bring a sense of calm. I listen and I make decisions based on facts.
Mwelambwe says basic city services, including roads and sewers, are his top priority, along with economic development. But he says he is opposed to some projects, including a new downtown library or hotel, because the city can't afford them.
In terms of being prudent with finances, I think that's something that I'm pretty proud of, is that, you know, we have been able to build a very strong reserve that has allowed us to weather the impact of COVID so far.
Mwelambwe says he supports the Bloomington Public Library's scaled-down renovation plans. He doesn't think the council needs to revisit a welcoming ordinance. He says he trusts Bloomington police to be transparent, to share when federal immigration agents contact them about undocumented immigrants.
The Bloomington police has said that, you know, they do not have the kind of contact that people are worried about. Then I think, you know, we have to have trust in what they're doing and just kind of continue to work together.
Well, Mwelambwe says he believes he can bring harmony to the council through leading by example. He says council members will disagree on some issues, and that's okay as long as they work together.
We're asked to make decisions on behalf of our constituents. Our constituents expect us to get along.
Mwelambwe is one of four candidates running for Bloomington mayor next spring. The others are former McLean County Board candidate Jackie Gunderson, entrepreneur Michael Estraza, and educator Misty Metros, a write-in candidate. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The state is reporting 4 additional COVID-related deaths in McLean County over the Thanksgiving weekend. We'll get new local COVID numbers later today from the health department. Nikita Richards has resigned as chair of the McLean County Democrats after about 8 months on the job. She cited family obligations and her new position with the city of Bloomington. And the Bloomington and Normal Human Relations Commissions are seeking nominations for the 2021 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Awards. Winners will be announced in January. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Bloomington Public Library patrons would see more parking, meeting space, and a pharmacy-style curbside pickup window if a scaled-down $20 million expansion plan comes to fruition. There would also be a new maker space, a new space for teens, a room for sensory-friendly visitors, and for nursing mothers. Library Director Jeannie Hamilton tells Ryan Denham that this latest vision doesn't have many frills, but it does give the library flexibility for curveballs like the pandemic.
As we were talking with the architects, the board really listened to feedback from the community that we want to connect to the downtown area. It's an area that the city has focused some efforts on, and we are very close. And so we want to reopen our Olive Street entrance. That was the original entrance to the library, was on Olive Street. And then as time evolved and parking became more of a transportation mode, then the building flipped so that the parking lot side was the main entrance. But so we've really worked with the architects to try to make the building feel a bit warmer too. Right now it is built in a brutalist architecture style. So that's a lot of concrete. So bringing in some warmer tones with wrapping the building with some wood and some natural elements. And most of the addition would be on the west side of the building. And so that's where we would have a lot of ability to add glass and those warmer tones. And so you do see as you come from like the downtown area, an entrance right on the northwest corner. And that would bring you into our what's currently our upper level. And that would be the adult services area in this new design.
And then on the outside of the building, what would be happening with like curbside pickup and book drop and those types of like quicker low contact type things?
Yeah, so we would have a space for a book drop still. We have that currently, an exterior book drop, but we would be able to fit in an automated sorter. So right now when you drop off your books, they aren't checked in for a while, but this automated sorter would check them in right away when you do that external book drop. And then right next to it, we'd have a curbside pickup, and it'd be like a pharmacy style window where you push out a drawer and people can grab their materials from that drawer. This is something that we had heard some interest in curbside pickup before COVID, and COVID, a silver lining of it is we found a way to make it happen, and we're hearing that people want it to stay, but we could make that experience even better.
So you're sort of in an interesting position. You're in the middle of a pandemic, but you're planning a physical space where people will congregate. What is that like for your team to be like planning for this world that doesn't like exist right now, but you know it will be soon?
Say this happens again, where we have to shut down and people have to be 6 feet apart. We want to be able to have the flexibility to be able to move spaces around so people can still enjoy the library, even in a pandemic format. Really looking at that, being able to adapt quickly as things evolve and as the library needs and desires change. But yeah, there are some things that we do. I really strongly feel that people are going to be so hungry to gather again when we can, that we want to have a solid space where people are able to do that.
That's Bloomington Public Library Director Jeannie Hamilton speaking with Ryan Denham. More on this story at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Health Committee meets today at 4:30. On the agenda are updates to the Health Department's COVID response. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit and Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.